The New Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I'm Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. We begin with Rights Limited, a Government of India enterprise, requires professionals on a contract basis for the following positions: Engineer, Ultrasonic Testing, 2 posts, Field Engineer, 6 posts, Site Assessor, 6 posts, Technician, 2 posts. Interested candidates may apply through a written test or walk-in interview. The walk-in interview is scheduled from 26th to 28th 2025 at Rights office in Kolkata and Gurgaon. The written test for other positions will be conducted on 24th May 2025 at various locations. For more details on application procedures, remuneration, qualification, age and venue, candidates can refer to the detailed advertisement on the Rights website, that is at www.rights.com under the career section. The Indian Army invites applications from gainful employed citizens to join the Territorial Army as officers. Online application is open till 10th June 2025. The computer-based entrance exam is tentatively scheduled for 20th July 2025. There are 19 vacancies, 18 for men and 1 for women. And applicants must be Indian citizens aged between 18 to 42 years, graduates from any recognized university and physically and medically fit. The application fee is of 500 rupees and candidates must apply only through the official website. For that, kindly visit www.indianarmy.nic.in. The Central Industrial Security Force, CISF, invites online applications from meritorious Indian sportswomen for recruitment to the post of Head Constable, General Duty, under the Sports Quota 2025, specifically for the hockey discipline. The selected candidates must be appointed in pay level 4 plus applicable allowances. Applicants must be Indian citizens aged between 18 to 23 years as on 1/8/2025. A total of 30 vacancies available exclusively for female candidates, with applications being accepted online only till 30th May 2025 through the CISF recruitment website. Kindly go on to https://cisfrect.cisf.gov.in. Airports Authority of India, a mini Ratna Category 1 public sector enterprise under the Government of India, invites applications for the recruitment of junior executives, air traffic control. The total number of vacancies is 309, with reservations for unreserved, EWS, OBC, NCL, SC and ST categories, along with provisions for PWBD candidates. The pay scale for this post is E1 level, that is from 40,000 to 1,40,000, along with other allowances and benefits. The approximate CTC for this position is 13 lakhs per annum. And the age limit for the post is 27 years. The online application process will close on 24th May 2025. Candidates are advised to visit the official AAI website for further details and to apply. Kindly visit the website, that is at www.aai.aero.in. Metal and Steel Factory, Ishapur, a unit of Yantra India Limited under the Ministry of Defence, Government of India, invites applications from dynamic and experienced Indian nationals for the post of Labour Welfare Officer on a full-time or contractual basis. Age limit is between 27 to 45 years. For detailed information and application format, please refer to the official notification published in the Employment News and visit the website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Ministry of Home Affairs is inviting applications for the post of Supervisor in the Secretariat Security Organization, SSO, on deputation basis. The post is in Group B caseted, non-ministerial, and carries a pay scale of level 7 as per the 7 CPC. The maximum age limit for deputation is 56 years as of the closing date for applications. Applications along with all required documents must be submitted in the prescribed format within 60 days from the date of publication of the advertisement in the Employment News. For further details, including the application format, kindly visit the official website at https://www.mha.gov.in. Satyajit Ray Film and Television Institute, Kolkata, is inviting applications from Indian citizens for engagement on a contract basis for the following positions: Dean FTI Arunachal Pradesh and Professor Sound for EDM SRFTI. For further details regarding eligibility and application procedures, candidates can visit the official website at www.srfti.ac.in. Indian Institute of Heritage, formerly National Museum Institute, a deemed to be university under the Ministry of Culture, Government of India, invites applications for the post of Professor, History of Art. The filled application form must be sent to the Registrar's Office in Noida within 21 days from the date of publication. Interested candidates can find detailed information regarding eligibility criteria and application forms on the website. Kindly go on to www.nmi.gov.in. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, Ministry of Home Affairs, Government of India, invites nominations for deputation to the position of Inspector, Sub-Inspector and Assistant Sub-Inspector. Details on vacancies, eligibility and application procedures are available on the NIA website. Nominations must reach the NIA website within 45 days from the date of publication. For more details, kindly refer to the website, that is at www.nia.gov.in. Ministry of New and Renewable Energy invites applications for the post of Director General at the Sardar Swaran Singh National Institute of Bioenergy, located in Kapurthala, Punjab. This position offers a pay scale of level 14 as per the 7 CPC. Applications for this position, including all required documents, should be submitted within 6 weeks from the publication of the advertisement in the Employment News, with an extended deadline of 8 weeks for candidates from certain regions. For further details, please visit the official website at www.mnre.gov.in. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next broadcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnstalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.